Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. A little later in the program, we open our mailbag to hear what you had to say about the stories we covered this week. But first, all week we've been talking about the tough choices many people are making to cope with the ailing U.S. economy. Do you cut off the cable, save money on food, take a vacation or not? It occurred to us that the very place many people seek comfort in hard times may also be feeling the pinch, churches and other houses of worship. Some are seeing tithes and offerings decline because parishioners are cutting back. Some clergy are going without pay, even as they're reaching out to lessen the suffering of others. Here to talk more about this are the Reverend Rudy Rasmus, pastor of St. John's Downtown Church in Houston, Texas, and Reverend Jonathan Coe, pastor of the Lone Star Cowboy Church in Red Oak, Texas. Welcome to you both. Thank you for speaking with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice to be here. How you doing?
Okay. Reverend Coe, why don't you start with you? Tell us a little bit about your church. How big is the congregation and who are the members?
Mostly our members are rural people who are ag-based into horses and cattle. We do a lot of arena events. Our congregation is anywhere from 210 to 260 on a Sunday.
I'm guessing the gas prices are taking a toll. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Most of our people drive trucks. A lot of them may drive diesels because of being on the farmer ranches. You've got to haul stuff. And so as the gas has gone up, it's really starting to impact the families of the church.
And how have you seen that? Are people just not coming as often because they can't afford the gas?
Well, some people are choosing to stay home. There's a few like Rich Isabel, who is starting to ride his horse a lot of places he goes instead of driving a truck. It's also showing in the contributions of the people in the church. Contributions have been way down here of late.
What about you, Reverend Rasmus? Your church is a lot bigger, about 9,000 members, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 9,000.
Okay. Are you
very diverse place.
Are you seeing signs of financial distress among the members?
Yeah, we have a very diverse congregation, really covering the socioeconomic stratus. And lately we've definitely seen a challenge. My crowd comes from all over Houston, 140 zip codes. Some people have to drive as far as 30 to 40 minutes to get to church. And what I'm really finding is people are now beginning to decide which Sunday they're going to come. You know, maybe first and third, maybe just second. But there's definitely something happening on the landscape that we must be begin to pay attention to.
Are people talking to you about it, or are they embarrassed to talk to you about it?
There's still some reluctance to admit that there's a challenge in front of us. You know, but I know with $4 gas right now in Houston moving to $5, it won't be long before people have to decide whether or not they're going to go to church on Sunday or use that same gas to make it to work on Monday.
Reverend Coe, what economies are you making at the church? I understand you're foregoing salary right now. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. We've had cut back on paying our secretary. I've quit taking a salary. We've had to cut a lot of events that we're doing, or not really cut them. We try to keep everything going, but we've lessened the number of times we do them in a week.
And is that because it's just people just don't want to spend the gas to come, or is it that just that the with offerings declining, you have to make judgments about what kinds of things you're going to do to keep the building
open? Well, it's
really
both. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that some of the people cannot attend because a lot of it entails a truck and a trailer and pulling a horse. And as Pastor Rasmussen said, a lot of our people come in from various zip codes. And so it's if they come on Sunday and then have to come to a couple of events through the week, they've really piled on the use of the fuel. And then the other thing is, since our offering's down and we're trying to take care of the needs of the church first and then the church family as they are in need, we just have to make a decision what's more important, to help somebody out with $100 in a week or do a rodeo event.
Mm. Reverend Coe, can I just ask you this, though? One of the responsibilities that pastors have is they visit people when they're ill or ailing and things like that. But what about you? I'm guessing your gas bill's not small either. How are you dealing with that?
Well, it's tough. I really pastor two churches. I've got a cowboy church in Course Canyon. I've got a cowboy church in Red Oak. They're about 45 minutes apart. And so I've had to cut trips down to the Course Canyon church to be able to afford it. But a lot of times right now, it's just me and my wife pay the bill to go make hospital visits, sick calls, or to visit the membership.
Mm. Reverend Rasmus, what about you? Are you all, are you finding you're having to make economies in the kinds of things that you're able to do at the church? Are you trying? Are you finding you're having to shift resources around?
Well, a lot like Reverend Coe's membership, I also drive a truck, and I have been thinking lately, you know, it might be time for me to look at something a little smaller. So I'm starting to shop. But yeah, it's a challenge. We find that many of our folk are not making it back to midweek opportunities for study, Bible study, or worship services. So we're really beginning to adjust. You know, look at more at the internet to reach our congregants. Just, you know, really kind of thinking about it, because I was looking at a stat recently that said 80% of money's coming into churches today is coming from people over 55 years old. And if that trend continues and younger people continue to connect with churches less and less, the church is going to have to face some hard realities as congregations get older.
If you're just tuning in, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Pastors Jonathan Coe and Rudy Rasmus about how they're coping with economic distress and the sort of current economic downturn. What about, Pastors, I wanted to ask you both about direct aid to folk. I mean, a lot of churches have missions like a food pantry or a water ministry where it's kind of reaching out to folks who in the homeless community to offer, you know, offer them clothing and a place to clean up. Are you seeing more need there? And which it must be kind of difficult at a time when your intake is falling. And then I'm wondering if the need is increasing. Reverend Coe, what about you?
Yeah, I'm getting a whole lot more calls than I used to on a weekly basis from people who aren't in the church. And then generally every Sunday, I'm having some people who attend the church coming up and saying, you know, I need some money to get through Friday for the next paycheck. And we have to look at what come in on the offering that Sunday and determine. We're different than most churches. Our average giving per person is about $11, because most of our people are just new Christians. So they really haven't learned the principles of stewardship and of giving. So not only do we have the struggle of the downturn, we've got less to deal with at the beginning, but we're facing a lot of people who are trying to learn stewardship to be able to make those decisions of when, what to spend the money on, entertainment or gas or food or the things that they desire.
And Reverend Rasmus, what about you? Are you having more direct need, people coming to you asking for help?
The need is definitely increasing. We're involved in significant ways in providing services to the homeless community. And we have seen our meal program go from about $275 daily, in terms of a meal served daily, to about 400 meals per day, and that's a significant jump, but that we can only tie to the fact that maybe people who had been providing services are doing that less these days, but also there's a similarity in our demographic, in Reverend Coe's demographic, even though ours is urban and his is rural. We have about 8,000 giving units, but 5,000, almost 6,000 of those giving units give less than $100 per year in church giving. So the similarities are definitely there. And I would say because of the impact on the economy on folk in the city and in the rural communities, the impact is probably the same.
I can't let you all go without asking what faith lesson you're drawing from all this. Are you preaching on this, and how are you each thinking this through for yourselves? So, I don't know, Pastor Rasmus.
Well, you know, we have focused. I've only been a Christian for 18 years, and I'm 52 years old. So, I actually came to this a little later. But I focused my entire ministry on one saying that Jesus shared, and that was, whatever you do for the least of these, you do also for me. We have focused our resources on the people in our community who have the least to offer financially to the ongoing ministry of the church. And we have found that as the more we do that, the more our needs get met in every aspect of our church, a church's existence.
Reverend Cole, what about you?
Well, we just try to preach a positive message, and we use history a lot and just talking back to where there's been tough times in the country, and God has always helped us get through them, and just like he did then, he'll do it now because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Have you been through something like this before, Reverend Cole?
Yeah, I've faced it quite often in my ministry. I'm a little bit older than Pastor Rasmussen, and I've been in most of my churches I've taken have been in financial problems that couldn't afford a pastor, and I've always pastored those and helped turn them around. So I faced many downturns in the 80s when we had the decline there, and we've always seen it come back. I remember the oil embargo, and, you know, we went through that, and I know it'll be the same for the country. Sooner or later, things will turn around, and we'll see all kinds of economic prosperity again.
Do people ever ask you, why is this happening to me? And what do you say?
Yeah, I think it's a question everybody has is why. And, you know, it's one of those things we can't always answer. The answer is not here. It's hard to say why it's happening. Some of it's our own decisions. Some of it's just decisions made by others, and some of it's just the economic times. But the one thing we can be assured of is, as it says in Romans 8:28, all things work to our good. God will cause all things to become good for us one day.
Mm. Pastor Rasmus, what about you?
Well, you know, tough times really never last, but tough people do. And, you know, as challenging as times are now, the one thing tough times really do for us is bring us together. In some meaningful ways. When we are struggling together, we have a shared interest in and not only surviving this moment, but helping those around us. And I've seen some benefit from times of tough economic challenge in our communities. And this is one right now. And hopefully we will continue to see our communities come together across our doctrinal positions, across the lines of difference, and begin to see that if we can really work together, we can do a lot of good.
All right. Reverend Cole, final thought from you? Brief final thought?
I just agree with Pastor Robinson real well. I think it's, you know, when tough times, you just got to do it. I think the key would be, as he also said, is it's not about you. I think that one of the things we share in our church is you really need to look at the other person. What can I do for them instead of focusing on your own needs? And by focusing and helping other people, you forget your needs. And the Bible says, he who sows sparingly receives sparingly. He who sows generously will get back generously. So we just teach them to give love and forgiveness and grace, and that's what they will receive back.
Well, you've both been very generous with your time. The Reverend Jonathan Cole is pastor of the Lone Star Cowboy Church in Red Oak, Texas. He joined us from Dallas. The Reverend Rudy Rasmus is pastor of the St. John's Downtown Church. He joined us from Houston, Texas. I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.